The Epistle of Ignatius to Polycarp, shorter version. Ignatius, who is also called Theophilus, to Polycarp, bishop of the church of the Smyrnaeans, or rather, who has as his own bishop God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, wishes abundancy of happiness. Chapter 1. Commendations and exhortations. Having obtained good proof that my mind is fixed in God as upon an immovable rock, I loudly glorify his name, that I have been thought worthy to behold thy blameless face. Footnote: an example to make personal acquaintance with one esteemed so highly. And a footnote: which may I ever enjoy in God. I entreat thee by the grace with which thou art clothed to press forward in thy course, and to exhort all that they may be saved. Maintain thy position with all care, both in the flesh and spirit. Have a regard to preserve unity, than which nothing is better. Bear with all, even as the Lord does with thee. Support all in love, as also thou doest. Give thyself to prayer without ceasing. Implore additional understanding to what thou already hast. Be watchful, possessing a sleepless spirit. Speak to every man separately, as God enables thee. Footnote: some read according to thy practice. End of footnote. Bear the infirmities of all as being a perfect athlete in the Christian life, where the labor is great and the gain is all the more. End of chapter 1 have been read by Peter John Bruises. The Epistle of Ignatius to Polycarp, chapter 2, exhortations. If thou lovest the good disciples, no thanks are due to thee on that account, but rather by meekness to subdue the more troublesome. Every kind of wound is not healed with the same plaster. Mitigate violent attacks of disease by gentle application. Be in all things wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. For this purpose, thou art composed of both flesh and spirit, and thou mayest deal tenderly with those evils that present themselves visibly before thee. And as respects those that are not seen, pray that God would reveal them unto thee, in order that thou mayest be wanting in nothing, but mayest abound in every gift. The times call for thee, as pilots do for the winds, and as one tossed with tempest seeks for the haven, so that both thou and those under thy care may obtain to God. Be sober as an athlete of God. The prize set before thee is immortality and eternal life, of which thou art also persuaded. In all things may my soul be for thine, and my bonds also, which thou hast loved. End of chapter 2. The Epistle of Ignatius to Polycarp, chapter 3, exhortations. Let not those who seem worthy of credit by teaching strange doctrines fill thee with apprehensions. Footnote: comparable to 1 Timothy 1:3 and 1 Timothy 6:3. End of footnote. Stand firm as does an anvil which is beaten. It is part of a noble athlete to be wounded and yet to conquer. And especially we ought to bear all things for the sake of God, that he also may bear with us. Be evermore becoming more zealous than what thou art. Weigh carefully the times. Look for him who is above all time, eternal and invisible, yet who became visible for our sakes. and impalpable and impassable, yet who became passible on our account, and who in every kind of way suffered for your sakes. End of chapter 3. The Epistle of Ignatius to Polycarp, chapter 4, Exaltations. Let not widows be neglected. Be thou after the Lord their protector and friend. Let nothing be done without thy consent, neither do thou anything without the approval of God, which indeed thou dost much, inasmuch as thou art steadfast. Let your assembling together be of frequent occurrence. Seek after all by name. Do not despise either male or female slaves, yet neither let them be puffed up with conceit, but rather let them submit themselves the more for the glory of God, that they may obtain from God a better liberty. Let them not long to be set free from slavery at the public expense, that they be not found slaves to their own desires. End of chapter 4. The Epistle of Ignatius to Polycarp, chapter 5, The Duties of Husbands and Wives. Flee evil arts, but all the more discourse in public regarding them. Speak to my sisters that they love the Lord and be satisfied with their husbands, both in the flesh and spirit. In like manner also, exhort my brethren, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they love their wives, even as the Lord the Church. Footnote, Ephesians 5:25. End of footnote. If anyone can continue in a state of purity to the honor of him who is Lord of the flesh, footnote, some render to the honor of the flesh of the Lord, as in the longer recension, end of footnote, let him remain so without boasting. If he begins to boast, he is undone, but if he reckon himself greater than the bishop, he is ruined. But it becomes both men and women who marry to form their union with the approval of the bishop, that their marriage may be according to God and not after their own lust. Let all things be done to the honor of God. Footnote. Compare 1 Corinthians 10:31. End of footnote. End of chapter 5. Chapter 6. The Duties of the Christian Flock. Give ye heed to the bishop, that God also may give heed to you. My soul, be for theirs that are submissive to the bishop, to the presbyters, and to the deacons, and may my portion be along with them in God. Labor together with one another, strive in company together, run together, suffer together, sleep together, and awake together, as the stewards and associates and servants of God. Please ye him unto whom ye fight, and from whom ye receive your wages. Let none of you be found a deserter. Let your baptism endure as your arms, your faith as your helmet, your love as your spear, your patience as a complete panoply. Let your works be the charge assigned to you, that ye may receive a worthy recompense. Be long-suffering, therefore, with one another in meekness, as God is towards you. May I have joy of you forever. End of chapter 6. Chapter 7. Request that Polycarp would send a messenger to Antioch. Seeing that the church, which is at Antioch in Syria, is, as reported, has informed me at peace through your prayers, I also am the more encouraged, resting without anxiety in God. If indeed by means of suffering I may attain to God, so that through your prayers I may be found a disciple of Christ, it is fitting, O Polycarp, most blessed in God, to assemble a very solemn council, and to elect one whom you greatly love and know to be a man of activity,
who may be designated the messenger of God, and to bestow on him this honor, that he may go into Syria and glorify your ever active love to the praise of Christ. A Christian has not power over himself, but must always be ready for the service of God. Now this work is both God's and yours, when ye shall have completed it to his glory. For I trust that through grace ye are prepared for every good work pertaining to God. Knowing therefore your energetic love of truth, I have exhorted you by this brief epistle. End of chapter 7. Chapter 8. Let other churches also send to Antioch. Inasmuch as I have not been able to write to all the churches, because I must suddenly sail to Troas, to Neapolitans, as the will, footnote, some suppose the reference to be to the soldiers, or perhaps to God himself, end of footnote, of the emperor, enjoins, I beg that, though as being acquainted with the purpose, footnote, or as possessed of judgment, end of footnote, of God, will write to the adjacent churches, that they also may act in like manner, such as are able to do so, sending messengers, footnote, literally men on foot, end of footnote, and the other transmitting letters through those persons who are sent by thee, that thou mayest be glorified by a work, footnote, literally an eternal work, end of footnote, which shall be remembered forever, as indeed thou art ready to be. I salute all by name, and in particular the wife of Epitrospus, Epitropus, with all her house and children. I salute Attalus, my beloved. I salute him who shall be deemed worthy to go from you into Syria. Grace shall be with him forever, and with Polycarp that sends him. I pray for your happiness forever in our God, Jesus Christ, by whom continue ye in the unity and under the protection of God. I salute ALCE, my dearly beloved. Fare ye well in the Lord. End of chapter 8. End of the Epistle of Ignatius to Polycarp.